says, Happy New Year from Dublin, Ireland. And but now we have to go back to New York and to Sean Lane, who is the chairman of the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade and the St. Patrick's Day Foundation. Born in New York, but grew up in Galway. His mother hailed from County Mayo, his father from Galway. He was actually sent over to his mother in Mayo and had a very short stint there. Was it a couple of weeks before you were sent back down to Galway, Sean Lane?
Well, Irish Presidential Distinguished Service Award winner, Adrian, it's a great honor to be on your show, and Happy New Year.
Well, it's a very Happy New Year to you, too. And I can't think of a better kickstart to 2022 than to let whoever is listening, wherever you are in the world, that, yes, the big news for today is that after a couple of of years where very few got on Fifth Avenue on the day itself, on St. Patrick's Day, Sean, tell us about this one, the upcoming one.
Yes. So we're full steam ahead for our 261st parade. There's enormous interest. We believe, you know, based on interest, it'll be the largest parade in history. I mean, you know, we typically would have anywhere from 200 to 300,000 people on Fifth Avenue, but obviously, conditions permitting, we expect the largest parade in history. The last year, we had about 173 bands signed up and over 220 marching groups. We expect even more for this year, and we expect a bigger crowd. And I just want to say, by the way, if I might, we owe a huge debt of gratitude because we did have, this is our 261st parade, as I mentioned, in 2022. We did have parades last year and the year before, and that was in large part, we owe a huge debt of thanks to current Grand Marshal Jim Callahan and former Grand Marshal, your cousin Brian O'Dwyer, who really helped us liaise with the mayor and the governor to allow us to have much, much smaller parades, but nevertheless to keep our consecutive tradition alive, where every single year since 1762 we have had a parade. And we're deeply indebted to Brian and Jim for that.
You know, that's actually some record when you figure, how could it be 1762? Wasn't America for some of us, we were saying, wait a minute. Okay, 1776 was a very significant date in American history. What the hell were they doing in 1762? And who were they?
You know, that's an excellent question. So it was Irish soldiers in the British Army that had the first parade in New York. And obviously, we couldn't celebrate at home. It wasn't until 1930, the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin, as I'm sure you know.
Yes.
We couldn't celebrate Irish faith, heritage, and culture in our own country. So the Irish soldiers serving in the British Army started it over here. And when you think, as you mentioned, the magnitude of that time, in 1762, the total population of all the colonies in the United States was less than 2 million. We could have 2 million people on the sidelines of the parade. It's just extraordinary, as you said, when you look at the magnitude of that tradition and how it's continued. And a huge debt of gratitude, as I mentioned, to Jim Callahan and Brian O'Dwyer for helping us maintain that the last couple of years. It's so important.
Now, was the, again, and I know that history is leaves a little bit of leeway in the beginning, but was the parade primarily to honor St. Patrick, or was it a protest, you know, for, you know, against Britain? What was the origin of it, and how would the participants there, how were they perceived coming up with this parade that they had just invented? And was there a two-part question? Was there an indication on year one that this would be an annual event?
There wasn't, and as you say, there was very strong anti-Irish sentiment, which continued for quite a long time and actually got even worse up until the 1850s. But you're absolutely right. There was no indication that this would be an annual event. And it was both, I would say, because these were, bear in mind, these were Irish soldiers serving in the British Army. So they would tell you that it was to honor their patron saint, but it was also, of course, a protest as well, because as you'd mentioned, I mean, we weren't allowed, as I mentioned, to celebrate mm-hmm. our own faith, heritage, and culture in Ireland, and it wasn't until 1930 that we had our own home country.
I suppose if we wanted to, we could actually brag that, America and Irish relationship started before, years before the Declaration of Independence, which is indeed something very noteworthy in history, both American and in Ireland.
It is very, very, very true, and you're right. I mean, America and Ireland have been indelibly linked for such a very, very long time. And as you mentioned before, the parade predates the Declaration of Independence by 14 years, and it predates the Constitution by 27 years.
Now,
it's amazing.
Very much a part of the St. Patrick's Day parade, the organization of St. Patrick's Day, and in fact the history, has to do with the Fighting 69th Regiment. And you are indeed on the board of the 69th Regiment Trust. Tell us, if you will, when and how did the 69th Regiment gain singularly the distinction that makes us all sit up a bit when we hear about the 69th?
Yeah, well, the 69th Regiment, as you know, it's one of the most heavily decorated regiments in U.S. history. Dates back to the 1850s. They're also a massive part of why the Irish came to be accepted in the United States. As you no doubt are aware, over two-thirds of all Medal of Honor recipients are of Irish descent in this country. And their bravery in the daily reports and the newspapers, particularly in the Civil War, and beyond, the exploits of the 69th Regiment really helped Americans to accept the Irish. So it became so, so important to us. And then, as you say, you know the story. The commander of the 69th Regiment, Thomas Francis Marr, actually designed the Irish tricolor. I mean, there's just such very strong connections between Ireland and the United States. But the regiment is very important to the parade because, as I referenced before, in 1851 and 1852, there was anti-Irish riots in New York. And they actually accompanied the parade. They began to accompany the parade in 1851, shortly after their founding, as an armed guard to basically prevent anybody from attacking the people in the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it was very necessary at the time. But we were very, very lucky to have them. And as I said, they became a big part of the reason why the Irish were accepted in this country. And not just the 69th, but, of course, there were Irish regiments all over the country. But they happened to be the most storied and the most decorated because they saw the worst of the action.
And they are, even when the, for the last now 2 years, when the attendance for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City only amounted to a fraction, again, of the enormity of other years, and hopefully this year as well. The tremendous input and exception to the rule would have been the number of those representing the 69th Regiment. That again signifies the importance and the historical, tradition of the Fighting 69. Now, Richard, we want to ask you about the armory in New York. Can we call it home of the Fighting 69th?
It is. You're right. It's since 1904. The armory has been the home of the 69th, a historic building in its own right. And as you know, you're aware, it's tremendous history in that building. It's
huge,
really incredible.
It really is. Let me again paint a picture for us, particularly since, you know, if we have to go back 261 years, and I remember it well. I remember meeting you back then, and even then you looked a bit older. But anyway, I want to ask you about again the parade. How for the last 2 years has COVID affected, you know, the interest, the number of people who may now have some reservations about going into large crowds? Just give us a and what is the interest level compared to 2 years ago?
Well, yeah, there is obviously massive interest in terms of participating in the parade this year. And we did have, as you know, the Columbus Day Parade, the Macy's Parade. Mm-hmm. This year, there's been a number of the bigger parades have already taken place. So we're fully expecting, you know, barring anything else to happen. But I do want to reference also the past 2 years, the 69th Regiment has led the parade. I can't remember the exact Irish pronunciation. Fa Balach, is it Clear the Way?
Fogan Balach is Clear the Way.
Yes, so that the 69th did help clear the way for the parade the last 2 years, too, because it made it easier for the governor and the mayor to approve the parade because the 69th Regiment was going to march anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a unique status with the government, as you know. So that really, Colonel Whaley, again, we owe a huge debt of gratitude to them to maintain that tradition. And Joe Brady, of course, bagpiped us up Fifth Avenue in the last 2 years. But as you say, much smaller. It was 20 to 30 people. And this year, everybody was social distanced and wearing masks. And we're hoping, obviously, from what we've been told, we're going to go full steam ahead with a full parade in this year.
Yeah. Now, did the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee, did you spring for a new sash for the Grand Marshal, James T. Callaghan? Or is he wearing this now for the third year? I mean, tell me.
You know, that's a good question, because some people would try and tell you that your cousin, Brian O'Dwyer, is still Grand Marshal, that it's like the Miss World pageant where he hasn't turned over the crown yet.
Yeah, and if you don't believe that, you could call Brian and he'll tell you himself. You know, well, he's not getting through to me, not for this, you know. I want to knock a month out of this presidential Distinguished Service Award. But actually, speaking of that also, we have, you know, somebody extremely well known to a lot of our listeners, and definitely to yourself and me. You are in the leadership circle for the Northwell Health Department of Medicine.
Yes.
It's in the top few healthcare systems across America, and one of tremendous distinction. And he received the presidential award as well, and well he should. Here's somebody who has from Limerick, mm-hmm. who has 77,000 employees. It's a staggering number, you know. And like when you figure, you know, on your Sheridan, who runs this place, she only has me. And that's a kind of...
Well, I don't know. You and 77,000 people, I don't know, might be easier job looking after 77,000.
Anyway, Michael Dowling, again, one who absolutely deserves great recognition in what has been must have been, as a president and CEO of Northwell Health, a terrific job in both sense, terrific, and you know, and the fact that Northwell it has now become the leader in healthcare services, where many other healthcare networks across the United States have used, you know, the Northwell leadership as something that is easy for them to adopt. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say he is magnificent. You're absolutely right. I mean, we were thrilled to have him as our Grand Marshal previously. And as you say, the Presidential Distinguished Service Award, no more than yourself, kidding aside, was enormously well-deserved by yourself, too. But you're in fantastic company because Michael is an extraordinarily accomplished individual. And he's also advised us through COVID.
Yeah.
He's just
incredible.
An amazing, gifted, brilliant individual and one of the most hardworking people I've ever met in my entire life. He's truly an extraordinary person.
I wanted to take advantage of this New Year's Day to, to get the message across. Hopefully, many improvements and opportunities throughout the year. Hopefully, we'll get back to normality or whatever the new normality is supposed to be. But I am delighted and want you to make a note there that the big news, even in Ireland here, amazingly over the last few days, the number of people have said, well, is the St. Patrick's Day, is it cancelled again? And that, as I have asked them to rephrase that, it's not cancelled again, it's very much on. And again, this is not just a theory. Parades, again, have now returned, and there's no good reason to think that, by St. Patrick's Day, that the largest, oldest, biggest parade in the entire world, St. Patrick's Day parade, will return full swing. And let me just ask you, finally, funding for the parade, wildly expensive undertaking, how is that coming along? Are there new demands? How are you doing? And you being, a senior vice president and the financial advisor at Morgan Stanley, and you've been there for 23 years now. How do you keep the books on the St. Patrick's Day parade and the costs?
Yeah, and thank you for asking, Adrian. Yeah, I mean, to support the parade, you can go to our website, NYCST, New York City St. Patrick's Parade. .org, so NYCSTPatricksParade.org, or the St. Patrick's Day Foundation.org. They're both of our websites. It is an enormous expense. And as you'd mentioned, the insurance continues to increase every year.
Oh, God, yeah.
The insurance premiums go up. The cost of the viewing stands goes up. The cost of the TV. Everything's inflation these days, as you know.
Yeah.
So it's very expensive, and it's all privately funded.
And this might be a good time for those who don't know that my guest, Sean Lane, who is chairman, and every single person connected with this New York St. Patrick's Day parade, they're not in it for the money because they are all volunteers, totally volunteer organization, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah, and you're right. We're very blessed. It's a small army that really puts on the parade on the day.
Yeah.
Hundreds of volunteers. You know, there's the parade board, there's the parade committee, but then extended beyond that, there's the affiliated organizations. I mentioned there's over 220 organizations. They all pay their own way, get themselves organized on the day to get there, and then we have a small army of volunteers on the day to make sure people are organized and
absolutely. And now the foundation is run by Hilary Byrne, a very active member of has been a leader in the parade for many the long year. And again, it's terrific. And hopefully, people will remember that Small donations can go a long way, and this might be a year to get, to make sure that whatever else we have to worry about on St. Patrick's Day, that there won't be any red line left on, to replace the green line on St. Patrick's Day. Sean, again, thank you for joining us, and it is my pleasure from Ireland to again not only make the announcement but to make the great news on both sides of the Atlantic of Sean Lane, chairman of New York St. Patrick's Day Parade and the St. Patrick's Day Foundation. Have a good one in New York, and I'll be heading I'm heading down the country now, and I have no particular reason to go to Galway, but you know, he can go straight there too with all the highways. Could be in Galway and up in Mayo in no time flat. Not even realize you were there. But anyway.
We know Galway is the true capital of Ireland. Everybody knows that. So.
All right. You might want to take that back, you know, because the Sam Maguire is practically at the border there. But again, seriously, it's great news. And something amazingly, well worthwhile to look forward to.
Thank you so much again, Adrian, and thank you, Anya. And again, it's a great honor to be on the program, and we're looking forward to it.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes. Thank you so much, Adrian. Thank you.
Thank you. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, from Dublin by way of New York.